afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing today? I hope you had a great spring break. I know I did. Took off to Disney World. That was pretty fun. We drove the Tesla. Round trip was about 2,400 miles. And I wanted to go on a Tesla road trip. Like, when my wife first proposed this idea, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go as long as we can take my car. And she's like, no, you got to be kidding me. No way. I was like, no, really. I've wanted to do a Tesla road trip. I want to prove that it can be done. So let's do it. So we've had my car for 10 months now, and we put on 20,000 miles. I'm pretty happy with that car. It's been pretty awesome. Now, the Tesla road trip went really perfect. I mean, legitimately perfect. Let me make sure. Okay, there we go. It legitimately went perfect. We had no issues whatsoever. Every time we needed a charge, we had plenty of options available. We stayed at the Animal Kingdom Resort, which is one of the fancy hotels there at Disney World, and they had a parking garage there. And actually, I could plug in my car in the parking garage, so that made it better. So we took off with the full charge as well. But I mean, rolling up to the superchargers, we actually did this thing because, unlike a gas car, when you charge it, you don't have to pull out a card or anything. You can just grab it off the post, stick it in your car, and you're done. We would actually time it. I got it down to 6 seconds from the time I pushed the button to put it in park to the time the car already had the plug pulled in. It was 6 seconds, so I was pretty happy with that. But yeah, performed amazing. The majority of the stops were 25 minutes or less, and we brought a Frisbee. So me and the family would be throwing the Frisbee around for a few minutes. But honestly, by the time you park, run in, use the restroom, grab yourself a drink, come back to the car, that's 15 minutes right there. And then you're really only waiting around for 10. So it was not bad at all. So I was very, very excited to have done that. But I missed you guys. I know that you all probably missed what was going on. We do have the new Outlier 2.0 today, right now, inside of your Outlier. So we're going to be looking at all of that. Good afternoon, Donna, Rad Beat. Thanks, man. Glad to be back. I appreciate that a lot. It was great. I showed you guys the picture of me and Chewbacca. The funny thing with that was we were in Hollywood Studios, and they were like, okay, I need you, and you, right? It was several dads. And my younger son, Elliot, this one, He was really embarrassed. He didn't want to have everybody looking at him. So he like stood off to the side, and he was crying because he wanted to participate, but he was scared to. And then my older son, Colin, he was like, let's go. So it was me and Colin and then several of the other dads, and they were having a Chewbacca roaring contest. And that's my jam. Like, I was ready for this. I was born for a Chewbacca roaring contest. So when it was my turn, I gave it my full and Chewbacca, and everybody else was like, wow, there you go. And I was like, yeah, what's up? So that was a ton of fun. And then I kid you not, I was pulling off Chewbacca hairs the rest of the day. They were stuck in my glasses, stuck in my hair, stuck all over the place. So that was the highlight of the trip for me. So yeah, all is good. Brian, good to see you. Leo, enough jibber jabbers. Let's jump into the platform. I am super stoked. You guys now finally have the 2.0s. It is here. It is live. You have it. And if we're lucky, the internet's going to cooperate. We're not. Ugh. So I did a bunch of back testing yesterday and today because I love data. Oh, we do have it. Sweet. Sometimes the Google Finance throws NAs like this one right there when it doesn't need to. So I'm hoping we have enough data. No, damn it. I was hoping we have enough data where I could show you everything that I saw. But it's not going to cooperate clearly as it's moving at this very moment. So what I did was we have the ability to filter now, right? If you go to the watch list, I'll make this as big as I can. If you go to the watch list and pop this section open, we now have overlay filters. So it's either all uptrend or downtrend, right? And so what I did this morning was I got all of the active buy signals for this year. So the active, meaning like they have not had a sell signal yet. So these are all the stocks that have an active buy signal. There's 545 of them currently active at this very moment. And like I said, Google Finance is throwing me pound errors right now. So I'm not going to be able to give you awesome data. But I did take a screenshot, so that makes life easier. And I was looking through it and I'm like, okay, let's run some tests. Mark, you know, Mark from Outlier Mark inside the Discord, he and I were chatting and I was like, man, I really think as far as market breadth goes, we have data, right? Between how many's on the bull list and how many's on the bear list. I mean, we have the data. I want to see that. So Mark gave me some data points and I ran with those. And that's over here. How many stocks were on the bull list versus how many stocks were not, right? So what I did was I ran some analysis and I was like, all right, what is the average return for everything? Which clearly I don't have that right here because Google's giving me issues. And then what's the win rate for everything? And then I said, okay, what if I do it with just the green overlays? Meaning, what is a green overlay? The green overlays are these uptrend overlays, right? Not the red ones, not the white ones, the green overlays. And so I was like, okay, what happens if we do the average return with the bull list greater than 50% of the stocks or less than 50% of the stocks? And then what is our win rate with the bull list greater than 50% or less than 50%? And then I said, okay, what if I layer in the overlay? So what I found was a green overlay, a red overlay, and a white overlay. Like I say, we're going to have to go to this here. Average return when it's a green overlay is outstanding all the time. And I was like, hell yeah, that's what I want to see right there. Average return with the red overlay, don't be taking buy signals with the red overlay. And I was like, whoa, this is really handy. And now we have the ability to filter those out so I can just look at greens, which makes life so much easier. So that's a huge upgrade right there. And then whites. And basically the way that I filtered that was, anything that didn't come in green or didn't come in red got a white overlay. So that was pretty easy. And so when I did that, these are the returns that I saw. It did not matter if the bull list had greater than 50% of the stocks on it. So in this case, it's actually the bear list has greater than 50%, 821 versus 725. In this case, it did not matter. Now, this was not on a handful of stocks. This is on 545 different names. So it didn't matter, right? Average return when it was under 50 was 2.5%. Average return when it was over 50, still huge, but I mean, 1.5 times as much, 4.4%. So that's tremendous. Next, so win rates, 69%. Are you kidding me? With a green overlay, 69% is tremendous. And then you add in green overlay when it's over 50%, looking at 75% win rates. That's these active signals right now. Anything that's 2024 or, you know, anything in 2024, that's what the win rates are showing. Now, if you're doing it with a red overlay, like I say, this was a lot harder to see before, but now it's so easy. Pop that green overlay, give it 10 seconds to upload, and then you're done, right? And then a white overlay. So basically anything that's not green or red. So it makes life so much simpler. Not only does it make it simpler to have this overlay, but it makes it that much better, right? It makes the results so much better. So I am very, very excited about this. Now, also part of my data was, what was the MMFI trend, right? We had some bullish days. We had some bearish days. There it is. MMFI trend. MMFI, meaning percent above their own 50-day moving average, still has not crossed over. By the way, I didn't look at the market at all last week. I took a complete break. It was awesome. So we had some bullish days and bearish days in this data set. The market trend, of course, the entire time we've been going, the market trend has been upward for, you know, months and months at this point. So that data point, if it's market trend, of course, if the trend is going up, don't fight the trend, go with the trend. So of course that was really good. So overall, what were my takeaways when I ran all the data? My takeaways were MMFI, we had so many opportunities for bullish and bearish MMFI status that I think MMFI is going to be no longer something I look at because we have outlier. We have a different set of data than we had before. the percent of bullish stocks, while it does improve the results here, it doesn't discount and say don't, it doesn't disqualify results, I should say. So if it's over under 50 or over 50, I'm interested. And then the overlay color, that is the golden goose right there. That is everything. You combine a buy signal with a green overlay, you're talking, this is the data. This is not like what Chris made up. Average returns between 2.5% and 4.5%. Win rates between 69% and 79%, or 75%. This is actual data. You could go download from Outlier and run this exact data right now and see the exact same thing. So I was like, okay, this is what I needed. So I'm no longer interested in market breadth, right? If it's MMFI or 50% of the bull list, I'm no longer interested in that. What I want to see is I want to see the market trending one way or the other, which is exactly what I want to see. And then I want to filter inside of Outlier to include only green overlays. And then we can get really busy. So I'm super stoked about that. So let's jump into our market analysis, and I'm going to go through this with you right now. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, it's been a hot minute. It's been since January 8th that I put on a trade. And today is a day we're going to finally put on some trades. But it was worth it, right? I would rather put my money aside, run lots of data, get this new Outlier 2.0. And now let's get busy, right? Now, I am a partner with Outlier. And this is my style of trading using Outlier. And Outlier delivers new opportunities every single day. Let's see what we got. My outlier trading strategy always starts with the market. We want to let the market tell us which direction it's going. Now, taking a look at this, I did see that there was a couple sell-off days last week. We've really been sideways over the last couple of weeks or so. But again, this market is resilient. Anytime it touches that 20 period, that's the black line, it just bounces, right? Now, we are seeing these order blocks stacking up right here. These order blocks are going to be, you could think of them like support, right? The first time that the market came into this order block right here, it bounced up. The second time, it bounced up. The third time, it bounced up. Watch these order blocks. I put these on because they work. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So with that being said, the market is still trending higher. So I'm not even going to look at market breadth anymore. I might even put this slide away. Maybe. Hang on. You know what? For now, I'm going to throw the slide in the back. That way I don't lose it. Okay. So we're going to move on. If I had any existing positions, I'd be looking there, but I don't. So we're going to move forward. Now, with the outlier trading strategy, grab today's outlier signals and filter for green or red overlays, right? So here, I'm going to go into the outlier platform. I'm going to expand, and I'm going to hit the overlay for greens only. It was already on green. Let's see what happens if I hit green again. Does it show me greens or does it show me them all? Looks like it shows me only greens. Sweet. Now, because I was out last week, what I want to do is I want to take Friday's and today's signals. So that's March 15th and March 18th. So grabbing that list here, I'm only looking at greens. Copy it. I can paste it into any old spreadsheet. Just like that. Now, let's also don't forget that there are ETFs. The ETFs, you have to go around the corner. You have to go up here. Click that button. So we've got March 8th and March 11th. Oh, check this out. This is new. It's actually some additional detail. Expense ratios. Oh, cool. I didn't know that was there. And it even tells you the index. Wow, that's neat. Okay. So we have, March 15th to 18th. I don't have any on the ETFs. Okay. Because that was March 11th. Don't forget about the ETFs. Those are good. Close that back down. Take this list here. Copy. Hey, Jean-Louis, I used your spreadsheet earlier and I still could not get the TrendSpider thing to work. Thank you very much for making that for me. That was super kind of you to do so. It's just, there's something, there's a bug with this inside of TrendSpider, and I just cannot get it to accept anything more than once. So I really, really appreciate you taking the time to do that, man. That means a lot. That really means a lot that you would do that. So I'm going to drop this into my outlier list in TrendSpider. Edit, paste, and save. Okay. And then I would like to run my TrendSpider scanner, but they're having issues today. TrendSpider is having issues today. Sebastian, hey man. Sebastian, we went to the Germany Pavilion in Epcot, and my younger son Elliot had the time of his life. He loved it. He was what was he doing? So I got a liter of beer, which was awesome. And then they had a buffet there. But it was really cool because when you go into the Germany Pavilion, it's like nighttime, but it's almost like nighttime inside of a village. And so, you know, we're seated around this like amphitheater thing. And in the front, there's a stage. And they came out and they played live music, and they had dancing and stuff, and people were doing the chicken dance. And Elliot was like, let's go, let's do some chicken dance. So me and him were doing the chicken dance down there, having the time of his life. And I was just so happy that he enjoyed that, because man, he was like, the German part was his very favorite part of Epcot. So it made me think of you, Sebastian. Sebastian has invited me to Oktoberfest this year. So I am really trying to make that happen. Jean-Louis, thanks, dude. All right, so TrendSpider's having issues today. I don't know why, but like my news isn't loading, the scanner's not working. So we're going to do this old school style. We're going to actually look at charts, and it's not going to take long because I've already done it, and I marked the ones that worked. What we're going to look for is basically 10, 20, 50, right? If 10, 20, 50 is pointed upward and there's no order blocks in the way, that's all I want to see. So this one's good, although it's a $12 stock. I don't trade $12 stocks, 20 bucks or more. So 10, 20, 50, it looks good on Ally, no order blocks. 10, 20, 50, no order blocks in the way. An order block below is totally fine. 10, 20, 50, oh, that looks good. 10, 20, 50, no order blocks. And 10, 20, 50, no issues. Order block below is totally fine. This is $12. 10, 20, 50. Add it. Green to that one. Got an order block right here. Even though 10-20-50 is crossed up, this is in the way. I'm not interested in that. Order blocks. Order blocks. Order blocks. And order blocks. And what's really cool is that I can do the filters inside of there with order blocks inside of my scanner. But TrendSpider's not working, so I can't really do a whole lot with it. So here's our list. GoDaddy, Ally, FCFS, KB, PSX, and STN. So now I'm going to take that list and we are going to type that into here. Now this did work earlier. GDY, Ally, FCFS, KB. KB reminds me of KB Toys. Who remembers KB Toys? That was my childhood. STN. All right, and run this and see, this still works. So that makes it easy. Now running through that list, sort. We're not going to look at Ally. We're going to look at, not going to look at Ally. We're going to look at, Spy should not be included on that list. That's like the default. PSX, KB, GoDaddy, FCSS, and STN. We're going to look at these guys here. And we got this already. This is what we did manually, right? We did all this manually. So the TrendSpider backtest and outlier signals backtest. So this is the TrendSpider backtest. Let's look at the outlier signals backtest real quick. So I'm going to do PSX. These are alphabetical, so this should be pretty quick. PSX, KB, GoDaddy, FCFS, and STN. All right, easy enough. Now, what we want to do is look at the performance summary in each of these and see if it has positive expectancy. Man, don't you love this? Oh, damn. I got too many tabs. Hang on. Probably have to find a more efficient way to do that. Here we go. Okay. What was I saying? Yeah, don't you love this new performance summary, right? Performance summary. It's like an instant back test inside of Outlier of how it does, right? Outlier 43.22%. That's the number I care about. And PSX 160%. So all of that looks sharp. Now we go to the next step. Only continuous stocks at a positive expectancy is back test. Start with the highest back test and work our way down. So that was PSX. And we're going to look inside of Tastyworks. So PSX. Sebastian says, great to hear that. You'll enjoy it even more here. Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait. All right. So we're looking at PSX, April 19th. This looks good. That's 1,000 on open interest. Oh, let's go over the criteria real quick. 21 days or so to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid-ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value. Extrinsic 272 on 980. That should be, give or take, 27%. I could live with that. If I go any higher, that's going to be more than $10, which goes beyond my threshold. That's my limit, $10 limit per. I could do this. This will work. PSX, 150 calls for April 19th. Fits all this criteria here. The open interest is great. The extrinsic is a little high at 27%, but it's not a deal breaker for me. And then it's a 70 delta rather than 80 delta, but that's okay. So, and like I say, if I go any higher, I can't trade it because it goes over my threshold. But if I go any lower, then the extrinsic value is like 50% of it. So that's what we're going to do. All right, PSX 150 calls. Let's go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't forget to get your size. So if you need an idea on how to position size correctly, here's a formula. But if you don't want to write all that down, just download this Outlier Scanner public use. Go into the Discord. Go down to how to trade in 10 minutes. Go up to here, Outlier Scanner. And that is this file. Exactly. So I'm going to type PSX. I'm going to zoom in. And if Google Finance works for us today, because it's giving me headaches, as you saw, I refresh. Still give me issues over here. Okay. We got to do this old school. Get your calculators out, friends. All right. So take your account balance. So let's just use this number here if that's your account balance. So we start with 100,000. Okay. You multiply it by your risk percent. So generally, I like 5% of risk. If this works for you, by all means, use it. But for some reason, it's not working for me. Times 0.05. Okay. And then 2 times the ATR. And then multiply it by 2. Nope. Divide it. My order of operations here. 2 times that. So this amount, so the 5,000 divided by 2 times the ATR. ATR value for PSX. It's currently sitting at 3.42. 5,000 divided by 3.42 times 2. 684. 5,000 divided by 6.84. 730. Okay. That would be the number of shares if you had 100,000. Now you divide that by 80. I generally always use 80. So 730 divided by 80, 9 contracts. That's it. That's it. Right? Yeah, you may have the ability to buy 90 contracts, right? But if you're keeping your risk appropriate, if you want to keep your risk in check, if you had $100,000 account, that would be 9 contracts. A lot less than what you're probably wanting to trade. But we do this because even though Outlier is amazing, sometimes you have losers. And by keeping our risk in check, that should be able to keep you in the game for as long as possible. All right, so 9 contracts would be what you'd need there. I'm going to shut this down for now and go through my list one last time. Yep, okay. So we're looking at, on my other screen, I'm in the business account. April 19th, 150 calls. Okay, April 19th, 150 calls. This is actually my first trade since we've had this Tasty Trade upgrade. I'm just making sure all my stuff is right. Got my position size correct. April 19th, 150 calls. Submit. Working. And I need to go back to activity. Okay, so I put it the order in. How do I edit? Replace. Okay. I put the order in at 9:55. It's not getting filled. Let's try 9:65. Hang on. 9:70 is the ask price. Let's try 9:65. Filled. Average fill price. 9:65. I'm in. 9:65. First trade since January 8th. I'm in. Drop it in to the Discord here. Over here, 10-minute trading. Let me copy this. There we go. 3:18:24. Trade number one. Bought April 19th, right? Yes, April 19th, 2024. TSX. 150 calls. For 9:65. When trading at, it's 156.79 at this very moment. Launch it. Man, that feels good. I have not traded in so long. Got one on the board. Give me some of that. Let's go. Just getting started here. All right, trade number one is on. Let me mark it on here real quick, right quick. Well, actually, I don't have to mark it up. Hang on. Remove all annotations. We'll come back to this because we got others to put on. Let me drop off my... What was the word I'm thinking of? Final thoughts. All right, back to here. Now we go to the next one. Next highest, STN. STN. Performance summary. Outlier 35.46. Let's go. Positive expectancy. I love it. STN. By the way, this new sliding bar. Oh, that's so butter. I love that. Okay, let's go. STN. April 19th. Oh, nobody's home. We have 7 or 15 on open interest. Nope, not trading that. All right, STN's off the board. Get out of my face. Next. FCFS. Performance summary. Positive 41% with Outlier. Let's go. FCFS. April 19th. Nobody's home. See that open interest? Nobody's there. Get out of my face. KB Toys or KB Financial Group, whichever is more correct. Performance summary, Outlier, negative 0.46. Get out of my face. I'm not trading you. GoDaddy 2.8. GoDaddy performance summary, 94.53%. That's what I'm talking about. GoDaddy. April 19th. This is the one I saw earlier. Right there. No. We're going to have to go, well, hang on a minute. Let's run some numbers here. Extrinsic 206 on 660. 206 by 660. It's 31%. 113 on 1080. 10%. Okay, here's the deal. If I'm looking at this, there's nobody home except at the 110 and the 115 strikes. The 115 strikes had, what was it, like 30% extrinsic? 205 by 660. Yeah, 31%. Whereas this one's 10%, but this goes too far. This goes beyond my $10 limit. So either you fudge the rule on the extrinsic or you fudge the rule on $10. I would rather fudge the rule on extrinsic because there's more liquidity here. We see that, right? Over 2,000 open interest. And this is almost half the cost per contract, right? Almost half. So I'm going to go with this. I'm going to go with this one. Let me see where I can get filled. We do need to run GDDY. Is this working yet? Come on, Google Finance. Do your job. There it goes. Hell yeah. Sweet. Does that mean, are there spreadsheets working? Kinda. Kinda working. That's so annoying. This totally worked earlier. Anyway. Hurry, get your position size before it goes. Bahar, good to see you, bud. Okay, get your position sizing before it goes. Let's go to, what are we looking at? GoDaddy, G Diddy. I just realized it's G Diddy. All right, zoom in. Love that. Here. GoDaddy. April 19th. Get your position size. GoDaddy. April 19th, 115 calls. All right, let me see where I can get filled. So, starting order. I'll try 655. That's this midpoint right here. No. Okay, let's try 660. Yes. Okay. In, what's it called? Average fill size, 660. GoDaddy, G Diddy, April 19th, 115 calls for 660. That's my trade. Typing it out right now. Trade number two. G Diddy, 115 calls. 660. Current price of G Diddy. 119.45. Rocket Raccoon. Oh, speaking of Rocket Raccoon, that ride was freaking sweet. At Epcot, they had a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Good gravy, that was fun. Okay. We got two trades on the board today. PSX, G Diddy. Now, let's take a moment to come up with our plan. This is important. Where is your plan for getting out? Okay. This is going to take a moment. This is not the exciting part. This is what you've got to do. Victor says, didn't realize the time changed again. Oh yeah, dude. Sorry. I forgot about that. Time is a changing in the United States. Oh, you know what? I wonder. My team in the Philippines, they didn't mention it to me. Okay. I got to check in with them. All right. G Diddy, where are we going to get out? We know where we got in. Where are we going to get out? Let's start with G Diddy. We got in at exactly 1:19:45. So we come in here and we type in 1:19:45 is opening. I like the opening color to be green. Now, the exit point. The exit points, it starts at a half ATR or the 10 EMA. ATR value right now is 270. 2.7 divided by 2 is $1.35. $1.35 minus 1:19:45 is 1:18:10. 1:18:10. That is our stop loss. All right, makes sense. It's higher than the 10 EMA. It's lower. So yesterday, tomorrow, hang on, stumbling over my words here. Tomorrow, looking at today's candle, the low would be, it's 1:17:29. So this is the least amount of risk. Does everyone make sense of that? This is the least amount of risk. And then we need to add on top of it our rolling points. Boy, I hope we get to roll this. When you see the voodoo that I can do when we roll, you're going to be like, holy crap, we can do some cool stuff. All right, so we do those at one ATR value. So 119.45 plus 270 is the full ATR value, 122.15. I like to do those in blue, plus one ATR. Another 270 higher, 120.45, plus two ATR. So that's the plan. This is important, right? Follow along. We got in here. We know where we got in. Clearly, we know where we got in. Where are we going to get out if things go wrong? Here at a half ATR. Where are we going to go and roll things up if it goes right? Here and here, right? Now, we also need to take into account the heat map, right? The heat map meaning if we need to sell into strength, where is our heat map exit going to be? Now, I've done my back testing. You need to do yours. But when it's greater than G15 to 20, so right now it is currently at, where am I looking at? Look on this area right here. It's currently at G27, so it's greater than G15 to 20. When that happens, we want to go 5 points or more higher, right? So if it's at G27, I'll get out when the heat map's at G32 or greater. And that could take one day. It could take 5 days. I don't know. So we're also going to add a little note on here. This is something new I want to do, but I like the idea. Sell into strength at G32 plus. Makes sense. So now we know what to do there. But if the colors start going back the other way, right? If heat map goes down by a shade, a color shade, right? So from this shade to that shade, we'll get out. Makes sense. Okay, so we know the plan. If things don't work, we're going to get out here. If things do work, we're going to wait for selling into strength at that number, or we're going to roll upward and still sell into strength at that point. So we got the plan. We know the plan. There's no doubt what we're going to do on this plan. That is the mentality you've got to have when you put on a trade, is I know what I'm going to do. If things go right, I know what I'm going to do if things go wrong. You don't put on a trade and just hope and pray. Next, PSX. We're going to have PSX at 156.79. So let's do the same story again. So 1, 2, 3. And then lastly, 4. 156.79. Opening. Half ATR, the current ATR value is 320 or 343. So 171. So 156 minus 156.79 minus 171. 155.08. Did I do that right? Yeah. Make it orange and put half ATR. All right, so we know if it goes below here, we got to get out. But a close below the prior day's low. So think about tomorrow's candle. The low for today is actually higher than this. We want the least amount of risk. So we're actually going to be really tight on this risk. The low for today was 156.31. Change this. So now, if it closes below 156.31, which it totally could, right? Go into this thinking, it totally can do that. I know it can do that. It's very possible it can do that. And if it does, I'm going to get out. All right. I'm going to take, how much risk am I taking? 40 cents on this trade? Okay. Big deal. But if it works, I'm going to let it run. But that's the mentality you have to have. Yeah, it totally could happen. Nobody says it can't. Oh, I just realized. Oh, no, we're good. Okay. I mirrored my camera because the screen where all my stuff is at is on this side. And it was driving me absolutely crazy when I'd be looking over there. But my screen is over there. So I mirrored the thing. I was thinking that this was mirrored, but it's not. Okay, we're all good. So that's the plan there. So I'm putting this on for tomorrow, right? Think of tomorrow's candle. Okay, for right now, yesterday slows down here, but for tomorrow's candle, it would be right there. And let's take a look at the outlier data for PSX. Where does it show on the heat map? Current heat map value is G22. So if it's greater than G22, 5 points higher. So G27, sell into strength at G27. Cool. Now, if this goes down and closes lower than that, that's totally chill. We're just going to move this down to match whatever the low ends up being today if it does end up going lower. So don't stress on that. So that's the plan. All right. We know exactly what we're going to do. I'm so excited that we finally put on a trade. Not only to put on a trade, we put on two trades. We put on PSX. We put on GDiddy. We're going to follow these every day. You're not going to be in the dark. You're not going to be out in the cold because I got these trades on too. This is my money on the line as well, right? But we know what we're going to do if it works. We know what we're going to do if it doesn't. And of course, we use the data on our backs to help give us the confidence to put on these trades. So that's the plan. I'm so excited, finally, that we got some trades to put on. And if you ever want to follow along, just scroll back into this section here. The 10-minute trading section, you'll see every trade that I've put on. There's not been much this year. I've only had on 6 trades, I think. Yeah, these are my year-to-date numbers. I'm down 6%. Google Finance is not giving me data right now. Otherwise, it would fill in. So now I'm up to 8 trades for the year. Because, man, we got some good stuff. I am so, so, so stoked now that we got all this data coming in through Outlier and we got a new plan. Let me check on the Discord real quick. Sebastian, are you playing around? Okay. That's really funny. he's on GDiddy. Sebastian, that's so ridiculous. It makes me think that you are like making a joke. Hang on. Yeah, clearly there's an issue with Firefox. Somebody mentioned in the Discord, or he's not playing around. try Chrome. Oh, you know what? I think these have changed since we've been on. I think Mahesh is actively making changes at this very moment. So that's probably why you're seeing that. But yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. I'm glad I got to do that live. Okay, we'll get that fixed up. Chrome is fine. Very cool. All right, Sebastian, I appreciate you. That was a good way to end this. You guys have a fantastic afternoon. See you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.